Over on r/Zapier, the discussion today focused heavily on two common automation pitfalls. First up is automating Instagram posts using data from Google Sheets. Users are grappling with how to make a dynamic system that can post multiple images simultaneously when their status column says ready. The community consensus revealed a very specific best practice. Don't try to push all ready URLs into one single action. Instead, the recommended structure involves a scheduled trigger followed by using a looping function. This loop should process each eligible row individually for posting, and most critically, it must include an update step that changes the source row status to posted. Failure to add that final status update step will result in your automation continually reposting old content. The second major topic was integrating WhatsApp into Zapier. There are essentially three methods out there, and they vary wildly in reliability and complexity. While unofficial apps offer a quick fix by scanning a QR code, the warning is clear. These often have limitations or are unstable. If you want to use the official Meta Business API approach, be prepared for significant delays, because getting your messaging templates approved by Meta can be a major bottleneck that kills the whole automation process. So remember to budget time, especially when setting up WhatsApp workflows through Zapier.